I know the answer. It's seven. I already told you.
Seven.
It's seven. Everyone knows the answer, Bob. It's
four, then four.
It's lost its mystery.
No, the answer is seven.
The answer, my friend, is seven.
There it is. I told you.
And the Orkin has released the top 20 rattiest cities, and you'll never guess who's numero uno.
Well, I would say New York.
Sure, you could say that, but New York would be...
Shotgun snap to Connor Bosler, takes that snap, play action, dumps it deep, wide open, target in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Colwood. That pass goes 18 yards, and Dally scores first in the 2014 Show Me Bowl.
Pekek asking for the set and rips it cross court. Otek digs it out, gets it back, rips it up, and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set, and St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go! Monk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the five, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Left fielder going back, looking up. It's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth. Doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College. And now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left. Janika Mason holds the ball. And your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
We welcome you to Bismarck, the site of the upcoming Class 1 District 4 semifinals and finals here on AM 800 KREI. Hello, everybody. My name is Jordan Slocum. Up first, we have the Battle of the Valleys. Top seed Valley Catholic going up against Valley Caledonia. Following that, the host Bismarck will face St. Vincent. And then after that, we have the championship with the winner on to the state tournament on Saturday. That's the action that's coming up here tonight on AM 800 KREI. Up next on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coaches of these two squads. Up first, actually, we'll have up first Nancy Fisher, Valley Catholic. Then we'll hear from Kaylee Cooper of Valley Caledonia. This is high school volleyball on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome into the pregame show. Coming up, we will have the first of our two semifinals here from Class 1 District 4, Valley Catholic and Valley Caledonia, joined by Valley Catholic head coach Nancy Fisher. First off, coach, team took second last week in the MAAA conference tournament. Had a few days to reflect on that. Looking back on the tournament, overall thoughts?
We were very pleased with how we had played overall. There were certainly moments when we could have played better. But in the end, we thought the tournament really helped us in terms of having some good competition late in the season going into this district tournament.
You had Hannah Barr who got hurt. Is she good to go or is she out for this tournament?
She is questionable for this evening.
So same adjustments as you had in the previous match, Umfleet and Eftink probably filling the role if she's limited or out.
We have some other adjustments that we have to make as well. We're a little bit banged up after that conference tournament, so we'll see. We're going to try to save some kids, play them a little bit, hopefully a little less early and a little bit more later, but I don't really know at this point in time the status, or I would share that with you.
Obviously, you never want to take a match for granted, but statistically a big favorite over Valley Caledonia. So is the goal to try to get an early lead in these sets so that you can maybe let off the gas a little bit?
Well, that would be nice, but we are not known to be a quick starting team, so I'm not sure that an early lead is actually in our capabilities right now. So we're just going to try to stick with them and play good volleyball and play solid and move and hopefully play good match.
Is there any reason why the team has some slow starts?
I have absolutely no idea. You have to think that
if you knew, you would have fixed it by
exactly,
now.
Exactly. If I knew what was causing the problem, I would have fixed it. And sometimes we don't start slowly. Ironically, one of our best starts this season was at 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning when we played in the St. Charles tournament. We came out really, really fired up, ready to go. And it seems like maybe early morning might be better for us. But unfortunately, it's the middle of the afternoon right now, so we're going to have to play.
Head coach Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic, thanks for your time, and we'll chat later tonight.
Thank you.
We've got more to come here on AM 800 at KREI.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their healthcare needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here. Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne's been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery, and now with a second location. Visit Dwayne Doza Auto Sales at 1104 Truman Boulevard in Crystal City. For all your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171. Check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy Auto Sales.
Come take advantage of the fall savings sale going on at Oaks Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve only. With 40,000 square feet of fine furniture, they offer brands like Serta, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Oaks Home Furnishings wants to help you find the perfect furniture for your home, along with a great line of Whirlpool appliances. And take advantage of the fall savings at Mattress World in Perryville, where they've got your back. Chuck says, come see them.
Game show. Our first semifinal on the way in Class 1 District 4 Volleyball, Valley Catholic and Valley Caledonia. I'm joined by Valley Caledonia coach Kaylee Cooper. Coach, first off, you had the first matchup of the tournament yesterday against Oak Ridge. Your team won that one. Looking back on that match, what are your thoughts?
I thought we played really well last night. That was one of our better games of the season. The girls played with confidence. They played very smoothly as a team, stuck together, never gave up. It was a tight match all the way through, very evenly matched with Oak Ridge. They gave us a good fight, but the girls were determined to win, and they came out on top.
So you think your team is peaking right now, playing its best ball of the year?
Yes, I believe so. Especially coming out of the conference tournament, I felt like our second night of the conference tournament was a good night for us, a good showing. And then we've been playing, on the up since then, so that's a good thing for us.
Obviously, Valley Catholic, a very intimidating team on the other side. What stands out when you look at what they offer up?
We've talked a lot about meeting up with Valley Catholic. We need to not let them intimidate us. We see them a lot. We know that they have a really solid program. They're well coached. They run deep, and they move well. We've talked about we need to make sure that we're covering on our side, but we need to also be looking for holes. But I doubt very seriously there will be very many holes on their side of the floor tonight because they move so well.
So how important is it for your team just to avoid the unforced errors, considering a team like Valley Catholic doesn't give you very many on their end?
Exactly. We'll have to make sure that we keep, when we get service, that we don't put it in the net, don't sail it out of bounds. That's going to be an important thing for us tonight. We're going to have to make sure that we're talking and moving, getting our first pass up to the setter, and just on top of our game.
It's Kaylee Cooper of Valley Caledonia. Thanks for your time.
Right, thank you.
Valley Caledonia, Valley Catholic, coming up on AM 800 KREI.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, your assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter size paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
We're getting ready for the first of our semifinals here in Class 1, District 4 from Bismarck. It'll be Valley Caledonia and Valley Catholic. Let's look at the starters for these squads, starting first with Valley Catholic at 28-3-1, the number one seed. Outside hitters are Lainey Bowman and Hannah Barr, as we heard from Coach Fisher. Not entirely sure what Barr's role will be after an injury suffered last week. Middle hitters Riley Wolk and Hannah Viox. Setter is Taylor Siebert, defensive specialist Katie Heil, and Sydney Bosler at libero. For Valley Caledonia, they are 10-16. Outside hitters are Mariah Buxton and Madison Schrum. Middle hitters Emma Beers and Kirsten Tuttle. Defensive specialist Amber Comfort. Cameron and Lacey Yunt are their setters, and libero is Emma Bradley. We will have the other semifinal as well. At the conclusion of this one, that will be St. Vincent and Bismarck facing off, and then we will have the championship to follow after that. That's all on the way. We'll take a quick break and come back with more from Bismarck here on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioner at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath. Ashley, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a graduate of the Barnes Goldfarb School of Nursing. I previously worked for Tenet Hospital in DePere, and I did my externship here at the Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro. I can see individual and families from 13 on up. Call me at 636-481-6040. I'd love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center. We want to be your health care home.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Once again, we've got high school volleyball coming up here on AM 800 KREI. We're going to take a break for the national anthem and come back. Valley Caledonia, Valley Catholic, up next on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? New Era Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
We welcome you back to Bismarck, the first of these semifinals, Valley Catholic and Valley Caledonia. I'm Jordan Slocum, joined by Stacy Hensley. And Stacy, you know, you've seen these teams. Obviously, Valley Catholic, a very, very strong team. There's a reason why they're the number one seed in this district.
You know, they lost a lot of their seniors about 2 years ago. When I talked to Nancy Fisher the last time, she said it was going to take her a couple years to rebuild that height that she lost. So I'm excited to watch them play tonight.
Yeah, the amazing thing is it's a rebuild year, and they went 28-3-1 to this point. So that just tells you the strength of this program.
You know, it's not always height that she has to have, but she teaches a lot of defense, and as long as you can keep the ball alive, you can win ball games.
Valley Caledonia, obviously the underdog under Kaylee Cooper. They're 10-16, which is tied for the most wins that she's gotten with this team in her tenure. They had 10 wins in 2014. How do you go about trying to just keep your players from being intimidated by a squad like Valley Catholic?
You know, you got to play really aggressive when you play against Valley Catholic, for one, and you got to play safe at sometimes. Don't think that Valley's not going to come back hard and give you any points. They're going to have to work for every point they get.
So both teams have Valley in their name, so once the match gets going, I'm not going to use the phrase Valley very often. I think otherwise I'm going to confuse everyone, including myself. So the Valley Catholic Warriors, they are in the blue shirts with the white numbers, the libero in the white and blue on the opposite. They're on our left side. On our right side is the Valley Caledonia Vikings, and they are in the yellow tops with the red numbers on the right from us. We are on the same side as the chair official here at Bismarck, and it will be an interesting contest, best of three. And the winner goes to the championship later tonight. Again, we'll have that championship for you here on AM 800 KREI, and we'll also have the other semifinal to come, which will be Bismarck and St. Vincent, which ought to be an excellent match. Hard to tell who's going to win that one. Even though St. Vincent's record maybe not as impressive as Bismarck's, they're a very good team too.
you know, Bismarck's got some big hitters this year, especially when you got Briley Henson coming in. I've seen her hit that ball so hard to chip the paint off of it that I'm excited to watch her.
I want to thank some of our sponsors, including Valley R6 of Caledonia in Caledonia, Dwayne Doza Auto Body in St. Genevieve, Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, and Ox Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve. As we get ready to start things off for Valley Caledonia, their libero in the opposite, in the red shirt with the yellow numbers to her team's yellow and red otherwise. As Sydney Bosler, the Vikings libero, comes in and replaces Viox. Serve will start with the Vikings and Allie Weiler, 5'3 senior. On the right side, whistle and play, right-handed standing serve, doesn't clear the net, and the Vikings get the first point.
You know, that's lucky for the Vikings because Valley usually does not miss hardly any serves.
Cameron Yunt, 5'3 sophomore, will serve for the Vikings. Right-handed standing serve, just hits off the net and drops in. Valley, decent set, good attack left front, and it will drop in for a kill. Vikings evened it up, or excuse me, the Warriors evened it up. So now Taylor Siebert will have the serve. She's a 5'4 junior, their setter. Right-handed standing serve from her. Pass back middle, set on the front. Not a great set, so they send a free ball over. If the layout to get it, so Valley Catholic sends a free ball back to the Vikings. They can't really get an attack either, and it ends up being in the net on the Vikings, or on the Warriors. I'm confusing myself with the teams that with the mascot names. It's a point for Caledonia, and they're up 2-1. Now a right-handed standing serve coming for Kirsten Tuttle. Back left pass, set from Siebert. Attack right front, big diagonal swing. Doug, second hit, sent it back over from the front middle. Set, attack left front, big diagonal swing. You're not going to stop Lainey Bowman when she gets a good look at it, and it's 2-2.
You know, when Lainey goes up to hit, she makes sure she can read the defense very well. It looks like Valley Caledonia only plays too deep.
Sydney Bosler, the libero, serves it for the Warriors. And they'll send a free ball from the back row that doesn't even clear the net. So that ends up giving it back to the Warriors for their second straight serve, up 3-2. Sydney Bosler again, right-handed standing serve. And a whiff on the back left, an ace, 4-2, Warriors.
Now, that's one thing Caledonia can't do is shank those balls like that. Serve receive is so crucial against Valley about setting that play up.
Sydney Bosler again. Second on the team in aces. Better pass, set from behind the line, attack left front. Bosler with a dig in the back right, and Bosler has to hit it over from behind the attacking line, an over dig into the antenna. Point Valley Catholic, they're up 5-2. Warriors lead the Vikings 5-2. Set number one of this first semifinal, Class 1, District 4. Bosler serve, no one knew who to get it, and it just drops in right in the middle of play for an ace. And my banner just fell on me. I thought I taped it up better than that. Yeah, I'll just fix that later. Set for the Vikings. Attack from the middle, clears the double block, but didn't have much behind it, so the Warriors, big swing at left front, drops in from Lainey Bowman. And now the Warriors on a roll, 7-2.
You know, and the Warriors haven't really pushed a ball yet that we've seen.
They've gone on this run on Sydney Bosler's service. Back right, not a great pass. So the Vikings send a free ball. Set from Siebert at the right front. Attack from behind the line from Bosler. Dig sends it almost out of play, but, oh, miscommunication. Vikings had a chance to send a free ball back, but the two players didn't know who was supposed to hit it. And Coach Cooper will call a timeout. Her squad down 8-2. In set number one. We'll take a 30-second break. It's high school volleyball on AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Valley Catholic sends the serve over, up 8-2. Attack right front from the Vikings. Valley Catholic ready, but a double hit. And the Vikings get the serve back. They're now down 8-3 in set one. Taking the serve for the Vikings will be Madison Shrum, 5'5 junior. One disadvantage the Vikings have is they don't have a whole lot of height. She's their tallest player at 5'5". Back middle pass, big setup, attack right front. Dug, though, by Shrum in the back right. They just have to give him a free ball, though, not a great set. Valley Catholic, big swing off a blocker. Vikings ready for it. Set, attack right front, clears the block. Dug, set from Umfleet, attack left front. Overdig back over the net, sent back over by the Warriors. Now the Vikings. Bit of a misfire from the left front. Point for Valley Catholic. 9-3. Valley Catholic, the major favorite here in this first match. And now Rachel Loida, 5'4 freshman, getting the opportunity. Right-handed standing serve from her. Back right pass, set middle front. Attack from the middle, clears a double block, but didn't have a whole lot of power behind it. Good block by the Vikings, and they'll get a point off that. It's four hits. Great block. Didn't clear the net.
Well, what it did is it hit the tape. Valley got four hits called on them.
Great job. Not a tall team, but good blocking that time from Emma Beers. Now a serve from Lacey Yunt. It's 9-4. Set, attack right front. Drops in. Oh, it's punched over on the second hit by the Vikings. Warriors, big swing. Too big. It's out. Point Vikings. And now they've got a little run going. They're back within four. It's 9-5.
You know, Vikings got to take any mistakes Valley's going to make on their own of either hitting it too hard and hitting it out or hitting it in a net.
Obviously, they're not going to get very many mistakes from the Warriors as Lacey Yunt will have the serve. And she is going to say the ball needs to be wiped down by the official. While that's happening, I want to let you know that this broadcast brought to you by Mattress World in Perryville, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Crown Collision Center in Farmington, and Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve. Set one of this first semifinal match, Class 1 District 4 volleyball from Bismarck. Bismarck and St. Vincent, the other semi. Valley Caledonia has the serve, trailing 9-5 to Valley Catholic. Serve from Yunt. Good reception. Set from Siebert. Attack right front. A punch low. Digs it out. So the Vikings keep it in play. Now the Warriors. Good set by Siebert to save it as it was going into the net, but a great dig by the Vikings from Tuttle. It's punched back over. Warriors attack left front. Clears the block, but it's out. Too far to the right from the left. And it's 9-6 in favor of the Warriors. Vikings keep the serve.
You know, that's how the Warriors are keeping it up. Every little point, somebody's going to have to make a mistake off Valley.
Right-handed standing serve. Back left play by Bosler. Short set, big swing, big kill for the Warriors. That was Hannah Vioxx who got the kill. Great short set by Taylor Siebert.
You know, she's a very smart setter. She knows what hitters she's got on the front row. And when she can set that short set and go quick, she'll score every time.
10-6 in favor of the Warriors. Katie Hiles serve, played back middle. Punched over on the second hit from the middle front. Attack left front. Warriors down the line. Big swing, big kill from Grace Eftink. 11-6. Eftink getting a greater role with the injury to Hannah Barr, which happened in the conference tournament last week. Another serve from Heil. Not a great reception, so a free ball coming from behind the attacking line. Takes a decent swing at it, did Tuttle, but the Warriors ready for it. Hit it in off the blocker, but kept alive by the Vikings. Not a great first touch by the Warriors, so they give him a free ball. Attack left front. Blocker sent it back, but they said it did. It cleared the net temporarily. Warriors push it over. Now the Vikings set. Not a great set, so a free ball back to the Warriors. Set from Siebert. Attack from behind the line. Bosler down the line. It is out and too far to the left. 11-7. Vikings get the serve back trailing. So difficult to try to set up an attack behind the line. And we see that from Valley Catholic. They like to give their libero some opportunities at the attacks. Short set. Big swing down the line. Drops in. Kill for Valley Catholic. And that was Taylor Siebert, the setter, getting a kill.
You know, Valley's consistent on their back row on hitting and their front row hitting.
Hannah Vioxx will serve it. She's a 5'8 junior, right-handed standing serve. Back middle reception, set from the middle, attack left front, way too long from Kirsten Tuttle. And Valley Catholic makes it 13-7. Another serve for Vioxx. Right-handed standing serve. Not a great reception by the libero, Emma Bradley, so a free ball over to the Warriors. Short set, tapped over the blocker, and it's a point for the Vikings. That tap was a lift, so it is 13-8. The Vikings get it back. Caledonia showing some decent fight here, staying in it, not getting run off the floor despite the stats not being in their favor.
No, and as long as they play good defense and keep the ball alive, they're not that far behind.
Free ball sent over by the Warriors, but the Vikings were not ready for it. Cameron Yunt misplayed it at the right front, so the Warriors get it back. They're up 14-8 in set number one.
Those easy balls being sent over the net by Valley, that's something that the Vikings just have to take advantage of.
Allie Weiler, 5'3 senior, gets back on the serve. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle reception. Set from Lacey Yunt. Attack left front. Great dig by Bosler to keep it in play. Second hit sends it over, but then it's rejected at the front of the net by Kirsten Tuttle. Point Vikings, and you can see the emotion now from the Vikings. They're getting fired up when they're making good plays. 14-9. They're still down by five in set one. Serve over, overpass. Good set, though. Attack left front. The kill for Bowman. And that's a great job by Siebert to set up a great set on an overpass.
You know, beautiful jump set she just had, and then a quick attack. And, of course, the Vikings weren't ready for that.
15-9 in favor of Valley Catholic, the Warriors. Serve is over from Siebert. Set from the front. Attack left front. Back left dig. Set from Siebert, not a great set, and then just a rare whiff from Lainey Bowman doesn't clear the net. Back to the Vikings, they're down 15-10.
Which is unusual for her. Usually she's real consistent about getting the ball over and not having to swing always so hard.
She's only a sophomore, but does lead the team in kills as the Vikings serve it. Kirsten Tuttle serve does not clear the net. Back to the Warriors.
Serve points is a point that you just can't give up on either side.
Sydney Bosler with it. 16-10, her squad in favor. Right-handed serve, back middle pass, set from the middle front. Attack left front, off a blocker, but Bosler ready in the back row. Set from Siebert, big swing down the line from Bowman. Not a whole lot you can do about that when she's set up perfectly. Kill for Valley Catholic.
Now when Vikings don't have any height to get up in front of somebody like that, they're going to take advantage of having that line every time.
Sydney Bosler serves again, 17-10. Overpass into the net, it clears the net, and the Warriors were not expecting it to do so. They weren't prepared, and that ends up being a point for the Vikings. 17-11, Valley Caledonia down by six in set one. They have the serve, Madison Schrum, 5'5 junior. Back middle pass, set, attack right front, and Bowman again just off timing, didn't clear the net on her attack. 17-12. Vikings trying to stay in it here in set one. First semifinal here from Bismarck. Schrum sends it over. Set Siebert. Short set. Attack straight down the middle. Dug in the back middle. Pushed over by the setter. Great dig by Siebert. Free ball sent back over. Misplayed on the first hit, but they're able to send a free ball back. Here's Valley Catholic. Set Siebert. Attack left front. Rejected by the blocker, Emma Beers. Great job by the Vikings, and they're back within four.
You know, that's the momentum that they need to keep this game going.
And Coach Nancy Fisher, not happy with that momentum going against her squad. She'll take a timeout. 17-13, Valley Catholic still on top of Valley Caledonia in set one. Back in 30 seconds on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Valley Caledonia with the serve off of a Valley Catholic timeout, and Catholic with the 17-13 lead over Caledonia in set one. Set for the Warriors, rejected by the block, but kept in play by Siebert. Warriors try again. Light tap down the line. Vikings able to keep it in play, which gets a roar from their fans. Set from Siebert, attack left front. Dug back right, but then a miss hit at the net as Cameron Yunt, the setter, was trying to punch it over and just mistimed it. Point Valley Catholic, 18-13. They get the serve back. On the serve for them is Rachel Loida, 5'4 freshman. Takes a couple dribbles from the right side, right-handed standing serve, back middle pass, set from the front middle, and just pushed over, not a great set. So here's Valley Catholic attack right front, big diagonal swing, will drop in for a kill by Abby Umfleet. And it is 19-13 in favor of the Warriors. A couple more dribbles from the freshman Loida, make sure her serve is perfect. Back left reception for the Vikings. Not a great set, so they have to attack right at the attacking line. Here's Valley Catholic, swing, drops in off the blocker. Point Warriors, kill from Eftink.
Whatever Nancy told them in their timeout, they have came out and have pushed now 3 points since then.
I think it was, hey, get your stuff together, 20-13. It's amazing how often you see that timeout and then immediately the team that was on a roll gives the serve right back. Attack from the right front. Warriors ready for it. They give a big swing. It is dug out, but then a mistimed hit on the second contact from Amber Comfort gives the point to the Warriors, 21-13. They're going on a nice run on the serve of Rachel Loida, trying to take the first set of this semifinal match here from Bismarck. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle reception there by Tuttle. Attack right front. Down the line. Dug out by Loida. Big swing. Probably should have let it go. It ends up hitting the back middle and down off of Tuttle. Kill for Valley Catholic, and they're up 22-13. Again, the other semifinal, we'll have that for you as well. It is Bismarck and St. Vincent. We're in the first set of semifinal number one, Valley Catholic, trying to take it here up 22-13. Reception at middle pushed over by the setter. Warriors set from the back row. They give him a free ball. Set, high sent from Cameron Yunt. Too high, it's into the net. Point for Valley Catholic as the Vikings couldn't do anything with the set.
You know, that set was really tight for her to get up, and she wasn't quite ready.
Setting's been a little bit off the mark for the Vikings. It's hurt them when, even when they've had good first contacts, haven't been able to set up good attacks. Rachel Loida serves again, 23-13. Set from Cameron Yunt. Attack from the middle. Big swing, much better that time. Emma Beers the kill for the Vikings. It's 23-14. Valley Caledonia gets the serve back. So many valleys. And then the next match, both teams are called the Indians and their mascot. They're just trying to confuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
Free ball sent by Valley Catholic, so the Vikings of Caledonia. Attack right front, clears a double block, and drops in from Beers. Miscommunication in the back row on who was supposed to play it by the Warriors. So the Vikings now down 23-15 with the serve. It is Lacey Yunt. Right-handed standing serve. Back middle. Bit of an overpass. Good set, though, by Siebert. Set up a decent attack. Vikings were ready. They send a free ball back, but it will hit off the blockers and drop in for a kill from Cameron Yunt. Not even really trying for much of an attack, but sometimes better to be lucky than good.
You know, as long as they get up and they attack the ball and are consistent about it, let Valley pick their own defense.
23-16. Big swing. Drops in for a kill. Hannah Viox. Warriors get it back, and now they'll have the opportunity for a set point, 24-16, and the serve goes to Katie Heil. She'll serve from the middle of the court. It's a right-handed standing serve. Back middle pass, not a great one. Yunt sets it. They attack from the back row, so here's the opportunity for Valley. Set. Bosler pushes it over from behind the line, so now the Vikings. They set. Attack right front. Overdig into the net, but a good set by Siebert. She couldn't save it in the net. Good effort, but an overpass, and it's a point for the Vikings. 24-17, but still a Warrior point will end set number one. Right-handed serve is over from Beers. Not a great serve receive. Decent little short set and tapped over. Vikings pushed over on the second hit. Warriors have it. Attack from behind the line, way too long from Bosler. And the Vikings keep the serve, 24-18. They have to go on quite the run to not lose this set. Need at least 6 points in a row. Well, there's another one. It's an ace serve from Emma Beers, 24-19. Don't count them out yet.
On game point for Valley, this is tough if they're going to keep this run going.
Another serve for Beers from the middle. Right-handed serve doesn't clear the net. That'll kill your momentum. And that gives Valley Catholic the first set, 25-19. We'll take a two-minute break and come back for set number two, Class 1, District 4 volleyball semifinal on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here.
Did you know more than 562,000 people in the St. Louis area are living with prediabetes? Learn about and adopt the healthy eating and physical activity habits proven to reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Receive support and encouragement from a trained lifestyle coach and fellow classmates. A new class begins on Thursday, October 27th at the Jefferson County Y. Participants who qualify will receive a free 12-week Y membership. For more information, contact 314-421-8838.
Dwayne Doza Auto Body and Sales in St. Genevieve wishes the Valley Warriors and St. Genevieve Dragons good luck this season. Dwayne's been in business for 31 years, serving St. Genevieve, Perry, and St. Francis counties. Deductible and rental car assistance, bonded and insured. All work is 100% guaranteed. Pickup and delivery, and now with a second location. Visit Dwayne Doza Auto Sales at 1104 Truman Boulevard in Crystal City. For all your auto body needs, call 573-535-8171. Check out Dwayne Doza Auto Body Sales at Soapy Auto Sales.
Come take advantage of the fall savings sale going on at Oaks Home Furnishings in St. Genevieve only. With 40,000 square feet of fine furniture, they offer brands like Serta, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Oaks Home Furnishings wants to help you find the perfect furniture for your home, along with a great line of Whirlpool appliances. And take advantage of the fall savings at Mattress World in Perryville, where they've got your back. Chuck says, come see them.
Time for the second set of the first semifinal. Valley Catholic taking the first one over Valley Caledonia, 25-19. Caledonia will have the serve here. They're now on our left side in the yellow and red. Valley Catholic on our right in the blue and white. Attack left front. Overdig into the net. That clears the net. Sent back over. Now we're just fighting at the net, and it's a double hit, or rather a lift on Siebert. So first point goes to the Vikings of Caledonia.
You know, that's mistakes Valley cannot make during sets like this.
Serve over from Cameron Yunt. Set, attack right front, and it will drop down in the middle part of play for a kill for the Warriors, 1-1. Jordan Slocum and Stacey Hensley with you. Christian Cooper back at our studio as the serve coming from Molly Fisher, right-handed standing serve, back left. Bit of an overpass, but it's punched over by the server. For the setter, I should say. Valley Catholic able to keep it in play, having to take an odd angle to avoid the antenna. And then a double hit against the Vikings, point Warriors 2-1.
What a great save by Valley's libero, though.
That's Sydney Bosler. Another serve from Molly Fisher, 5'5 junior. Some of the backups seeing some time in a match that the Warriors are the heavy favorite in. Also trying to work with some new things with some injuries. Warriors send him a free ball, so here come the Vikings. Back right, set from the middle, attack right front, off the double blocker and drops for a kill. Kirsten Tuttle, Vikings even it at 2. Vikings at 10-16, coached by Kaylee Cooper. Nancy Fisher, head coach for the Valley Catholic Warriors at 28-3-1. Tuttle the serve. Back left pass, set from Siebert in the middle. Attack left front, big swing. Overdig into the chair of the official. That's a kill for Bowman and a point for the Warriors. 3-2 as they make a substitution and bring in Abby Umfleet in the front line. She replaces Katie Heil. Serve from Siebert. Vikings set from right at the line. Big attack left front from Beers, but the Warriors ready. They attack right front. Good dig back middle. Set from Yunt, attack in the middle, Warriors ready. They set, not a good set, Bowman falling over just to get it over the net from the left front. Vikings attack, rejected by the block of Bowman, point Warriors 4-2.
Well, she was off balance when she hit that. the lob over the net, then had to get up quickly and then made the block.
Only a sophomore, but Lainey Bowman, a very impressive player for Valley Catholic. I would not want to be facing her in 2 years. Set, attack left front, down the line for the Vikings. Great dig by Sydney Bosler. Attack left front, Bowman, diagonal kill. Good for another kill for her. 5-2. To be fair, I wouldn't want to face her right now, and she's a sophomore.
You know, I'm curious what Nancy Fisher told her, because watching the Vikings and their defense in the back, they're leaving all the seams open.
Set, attack left front for the Vikings. Rejected by the blocker and double hit as it got sent into the blocker and off the net and back into her again. So the Warriors, another point, 6-2 for Valley Catholic. Up 1-0 on Valley Caledonia. Another serve from Taylor Siebert. Set from Cameron Yunt, pushed over on the second hit. Set, attack for the Warriors, big swing, big kill, Riley Wolk, middle front. And a timeout called by Kaylee Cooper of Valley Caledonia, with Valley Catholic on top 7-2, leading 1-0. It is high school volleyball on AM 800 KREI, back in 30 seconds.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Set 2 in favor of Valley Catholic, who took the first set 25-19 over Valley Caledonia. And it will almost be an ace serve. Great job at the net to keep it alive. Big attack left front off of a defender and down. Kill for Bowman again, 8-2.
You know, she's on a roll right now. Ever since the second set started, she has came out. Out of the 8 points, she's had six of them.
Another serve, and this will drop in for an ace serve in the back middle from Taylor Siebert, 9-2, Valley Catholic. Warriors trying to take care of business. And they await the winner of Bismarck and St. Vincent. The match coming after this one, which we'll have for you here as well in the championship later tonight. Big swing down the line from Lacey Yunt, dug out by Siebert. Bowman gives him a fairly free ball. And then a free one sent right back. So here come the Warriors. Set from Siebert in the middle. Attack right down the middle. And it's a kill from Riley Wolk, the 5'8 junior. 10-2, Valley Catholic. All on the serve of Taylor Siebert, the 5'4 junior setter. Right-handed standing serve. The libero goes for it, Bradley, but she can't play it cleanly. Gets away from her, and it's an ace. What are you seeing when you look at Siebert's service?
You know, she's watching who's in the back row and who can pass. And when you look at the Vikings, they only have two people in the back row, and I still can't figure out, a team against Valley, why you don't have three back there.
They're able to get it over this time. Now Valley Catholic, big swing, over dig over to the bench, and that's a kill for the Warriors again. It's 12-2.
You know, we've seen better serve receive out of the Vikings. And that's something, you know, Coach Mania called timeout and regrouped their mind.
Set, attack left front, rejected by the double block. Point Warriors again. It was Wolk up there along with Umfleet. 13-12, Warriors on a roll, looking to take set number two and advance to the district final. Another serve from Siebert. Not a great serve reception. Set from the left front and a free ball sent. So here the Warriors, another opportunity. Bad first touch. So it's just punched over on the second touch, and then the blocker sends it back long to the back corner and drops it in. Lacey Yunt, good job seeing that everybody was up at the net and she had some room in the back to just push it over.
You know, she's got to play safe but play aggressive. When you see Valley snuck up in that front row, you got to take advantage that libero's not back there to make those big digs.
13-3, and now it is 14-3. Attack from the middle front. Dropping it in was Abby Umfleet of the Valley Catholic Warriors. They lead 14-3 on the Valley Caledonia Vikings here in set two, and now Allie Weiler has the serve. From the right side, right-handed standing serve. Too long, point Vikings.
And that's something we haven't seen tonight, is Valley missing serves. They've been very, very consistent.
Lacey Yunt with the serve for the Vikings. Back middle, a bit of an overpass. Good set, though, by Siebert. Middle front. Attack is over, but dug out. Hit back on the second. Set, attack, Bowman. Off the blocker and down. Point, Valley Catholic. Kill Laney Bowman. 15-4. In favor of the Warriors. Rachel Loida in to take the serve. Warriors in the blue and white. Vikings in the yellow and red. Right-handed serve does not clear the net, and back to the Vikings it goes, 15-5. Emma Beers with the serve, 5'4 sophomore. Right-handed standing serve, back middle pass, set at the attacking line. Not a great angle for attack, so the Vikings, they can't do much with it. They send it back on a free ball. Short set, Siebert tapped over the blocker, hit immediately back over and dropping it in. Valley Caledonia, Lacey Yunt.
You know, Caledonia's starting to see that now, and they're starting to read the court really well. If Valley's all pulled up, they're hitting the ball really deep into the corners.
15-6, Vikings still trailing after losing the first set, 25-19. Set for Siebert, big high set, attack left front, diagonal into the right corner, and a kill for Valley Catholic and Molly Fisher. Taking over the serve will be Katie Heil. 16-6, right-handed standing serve. Back middle play, set, attack left front, clears a double block, but is dug out by Fisher. Attack from the back row, over the blocker, over dig toward the net, not a great second hit, and that ends up being unforced error there on the Vikings, point Warriors. 17-6, Valley Catholic. Looking to take this semifinal and go to the championship later tonight against either Bismarck or St. Vincent. Back right pass from Beers, but a free ball, no set. Set from Siebert for the Warriors. Good dig by Lacey Yunt, but they give a free ball right back. Siebert short set right front, just punched over, and Vikings send it back over the net, but not in play. Wrong side of the antenna, 18-6. In favor of Valley Catholic, and Valley Caledonia will call their second timeout. 1-0, Valley Catholic on top, leading it set two big, back in 30 seconds on AM 800 KREI.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Valley Catholic up 18-6 in set two. They won the first set 25-19 over Valley Caledonia. Warriors serve it over. Vikings fight at the net. Able to get it back. Here are the Warriors. Set from Siebert. Attack left front. Big diagonal swing. It is just long. Point for the Vikings. 18-7. They take the serve. And it is Amber Comfort who has it. A 4'10 senior. Right-handed standing serve, back left pass, set right front, attack left front, dug back left for Beers. Attack left front off the double block, almost drops in, but a good dig in the back row and a big swing from the front middle, and Hannah Viox gets a kill for the Warriors, 19-7. Now Viox takes the serve for Valley Catholic, looking for their 29th victory of the season. Twice recently, they've had 30-win seasons as the serve is too long from Viox back to the Vikings, 19-7. 30-plus wins in 2012 and 2010. They were the state champion in 2010. Overpass, but decent set, though, from Siebert, and the attack far too long from the right front by Molly Fisher, point Vikings, 19-9. Serve for Cameron Yunt. Right-handed standing serve, overpass. Siebert, the setter, just able to get it back over the net on the second hit. Vikings send it immediately back. Free ball, hit off the antenna, so that's a point for the Vikings. 19-10. Valley Caledonia on a nice little run here.
You know, that's a four-point run on Valley mistakes, which is really unusual. We really haven't seen that many in a row tonight.
Big swing over dig, back over the net. Attack for the Warriors right front. Back left pass, set, push over the double block. Now the Warriors. Set from Siebert. Attack left front. Blocker sends it back. Warriors will try again. Attack from the middle. Off a blocker. Kept in play. Set from the front middle. Not a good set. Pushed over on the third hit. Valley Catholic. Set. Not a great set. Pushed over. Sent back over on the first hit. Fight at the net. Drops it in. Point Warriors. Just dropped in from Olivia Meyer. Freshman who just checked in with the big lead. Some of the reserves getting some action here for Valley Catholic, up 20-10 in set two. I don't imagine they'll be using the reserves much against either St. Vincent or Bismarck in the final.
No.
Viking sent it down the line, set right front, Siebert. Attack, big swing to the right corner. Olivia Meyer gets the kill. You look at this team. You know, a number of the seniors that they have are players who are reserves. They have a lot of young starters.
They do have young starters, you know, and that's one thing that's going to keep building every single year. And they're going to get better and better every year.
And they're already pretty darn good this year. Big swing from Bowman. Did not clear the net. Good block set up by the Vikings. It's 21-11. The Vikings get the serve back. On the serve is Kirsten Tuttle. Back middle pass from Bosler. Set Siebert. Attack left front, Bowman. Right back middle, dropping it in. The kill for Bowman. 22-11. 3 points away from getting to the district final.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, you're assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. Valley Catholic 1 point away from going to the district final. 24-12 in set two against Valley Caledonia. Attack from way in the back row by the Vikings. Dug out. Attack right front. Did not clear the net from the Warriors' Abby Umfleet. Serve goes back to Valley Caledonia, 24-13. Again, we have the second semifinal coming up here on KREI, St. Vincent and Bismarck. Championship to follow. Looking like Valley Catholic's going to be there, and they are. Big swing from the right front. The final kill from Lainey Bowman, 25-13. The final in set two after taking the first one at 25-19. We'll take a commercial break here, come back, and take a look at some of the other districts and also preview the upcoming match with St. Vincent and Bismarck. It's high school volleyball, Class 1, District 4, here on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioner at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath. Ashley, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a graduate of the Barnes Goldfarb School of Nursing. I previously worked for Tenet Hospital in DePere, and I did my externship here at the Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro. I can see individual and families from 13 on up. Call me at 636-481-6040. I'd love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center. We want to be your health care home.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
We're open.
What's open?
Flick's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flick's equipment. Let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67 in Ledington.
Valley Catholic taking care of business as expected in the first semifinal, winning in two sets over Valley Caledonia, 25-19 and 25-13. Valley Catholic improving to 29-3-1 on the season. They will play later tonight in the final against either Bismarck or St. Vincent, who are getting their warm-ups in right now. For Valley Caledonia, their season comes to an end at 10-17. But still one of the better years they've had in recent memory. And it's always so tough, Stacey Hensley, as you know, as coaching St. Paul as well, when you have such a small school, sometimes it's just difficult to put together a strong program.
You know, Valley's a small school and they're a young team. And look who it is, Coach Nancy Fisher. And
Coach Nancy Fisher making her way up here. So we'll chat with Coach Fisher here while we have an opportunity. Now, yeah, we're having trouble hearing ourselves in the headset, so hopefully you can hear me out. See, I got to get close. We can't hear ourselves in the headsets, but everyone hears us, so got to love technical troubles. Right, Coach Fisher?
I can get it.
All right. You took care of business here against Valley Caledonia. What did you see from your team in this first match?
Well, I saw that there are plenty of things that we need to work on. It seemed like we were a little bit sluggish, especially early on, just didn't move very well. And like I said, there are a lot of things that we'll need to work on and make better if we want to have a chance in the championship match.
Do you think part of that for the players is maybe not having as much energy because they kind of have in their mind, well, this one isn't as important, maybe?
Possibly, and that was when we called a timeout in the first set. That was exactly what I told them. I said, we have to respect our opponent no matter who it is, and at that point, I didn't feel we were doing a good job of respecting Caledonia.
So now you've got either Bismarck or St. Vincent. Starting with Bismarck, what do you see when you look at what they do?
Well, one thing obviously that stands out is their two middles play really, really, really well. And they do a good job of covering the floor defensively behind those middles. And they do have outside hitters that can keep the ball in play as well. So with Bismarck, I think everybody has to key on trying to stop their two middle hitters.
On the other side, St. Vincent, what do you see with them?
With them, a little bit different sort of team. They'll probably spread the ball out a little bit more, use more hitters. They play good, tough defense like Bismarck. They also have one really, really outstanding hitter in Jackie Versman, and she also serves very well. If they let her go back and do her jump serve, that's a fireball.
So with slightly different styles between these two teams, do you feel like your team matches up better against one?
I don't necessarily know that. We've played both teams. I don't know whether we match up better against one rather than the other. they're both quality teams. They're different, and we will have to play different depending on who we would have to play.
But, of course, the big key for your team, first and foremost, just have to take care of the stuff on your end.
Absolutely, and that's something, you know, sometimes we get caught up on worrying about stopping the other team, and then we don't do our job in terms of putting the ball on the floor ourselves. So we'll definitely have to try to take care of business there, serve well, serve, receive well, and then hopefully things will work out for us.
All right, head coach Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic, thanks for joining us, and best of luck in the final. Again, we will have that final later tonight. It will be Valley Catholic taking on either St. Vincent or they will take on Bismarck. And we'll get ready to talk about this upcoming match here shortly. We'll take a commercial break here and come back and start to prep you for Bismarck and St. Vincent. This is High School Volleyball on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.